Ron DeSantis of Florida, he eliminates the squatter's rights in Florida, giving power to cops to remove offenders. He is just basically drilling down, dropping the hammer on squatters and saying, we are not doing this anymore. People squat, they're going to be arrested, they're going to be tossed out. That's what we're doing in Florida. Let's get into it. Here we go. I think this one is great too. DeSantis comes right out and says, end the squatters scam. Absolutely. Absolutely. The, you know, and there's a fine line between tenants who once had a lease and are no longer paying and squatters who just break into a place and occupy it. With so many snowbirds in Florida, people that live elsewhere, fly in for the winter, you know, you used to be able to leave your home, leave your condo, leave whatever. Maybe you have somebody come check on it once a month, once every 2 weeks, something like that. But with squatting as a known quantity, oh, quick update. Remember this joker? Remember this absolute nutcake? He's the illegal immigrant from Venezuela. He was telling people how to invade American homes and invoke squatters' rights. Yeah. Well, he's in a scooch of trouble with ICE. Migrant influencer urging illegals to squat in homes on the run from authorities. Imagine that. Somebody at ICE said, hey, the guy's giving away all the secrets. What's going on here? We can't have that. Got to shut that guy up. You know who else they're trying to shut up? P. Diddy, Sean Puffy Combs. You followed that story? That's an interesting one. What did he do? Yeah, a lot of allegations of rape there with Sean Puffy Combs. Maybe he did it, maybe he didn't, who knows? But yeah, he had the FBI just go through his house and yeah, did a little toss action and see what's there. See what's there. They always seem to come up with something, don't they? They find something. Let's get back and read this article. Let's see what Ron did. So we've got Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Wednesday signed legislation into law that eliminates squatters' rights in the Sunshine State and increases penalties against offenders. I was reading somewhere that whatever New York and Illinois do, Florida does the opposite. And then Texas follows suit like shortly after. I mean, it just, when I was growing up as a kid, Florida used to be the laughingstock. They used to have just the craziest stories come out of there. Now they've got reasonable, they've still got crazy people there, but they've got, you know, this conservative governor and conservative people. Yeah, what am I doing in Washington? What am I doing here? You're not going to be able to commit to commandeer somebody's private property and expect to get away with it. We're in the state of Florida, ending the squatter scam once and for all. Could you imagine, like, my governor, what we just saw sign into law, the, you know, the stripper's bill of rights doing this? Oh, man, he would immediately get thrown out. The law will take effect July 1st. DeSantis noted ahead of the signing that he believes Florida is the first state in the nation to take squatting issues head on. I believe he's correct. I don't know of any other state. I'd be podcasting if there was, unless somebody already had some laws on the books. But I don't think so, because we've had this huge push for tenant advocacy. Ah, the poor tenants. And there has been times throughout history where tenants have just been railed on. And they're getting railed on by slumlords in multiple areas. But the, you know, the vast consensus is that these laws, these tenant protecting laws, have gone too far. They've just crossed the line. They're way over the top. And now nobody wants to be a landlord. And shockingly, when landlords have the opportunity to either re-up, you know, a lease and put it back in the rental pool or sell it for a huge profit, because of the constriction of supply and the massive demand for single family housing, oftentimes they are not putting it back in the pool of rental housing, therefore driving some of your prices up, right? Yeah, you've got that going on. And these leaders in blue cities and blue states, they're just sitting around scratching their head going, ah, we need more affordable housing. Good luck there. You already, you know, your development constraints have already created a situation where development doesn't happen, you know, quickly in most of the states, where you've got a huge constriction on the housing supply, a massive huge demand, no supply. You got no supply. We have areas here in Washington right now that have 2 weeks of housing supply. 2 weeks. That means if no more comes on right now with the absorption rate, number of buyers out there buying, and buyers have slowed way down. I mean, it's been crickets since July of 2022. Starting to pick up a little bit. But even with as few buyers out there who are willing to step into a 6.5% or 7% mortgage, whatever it might be, sorry for hitting the mic, it would outstrip whatever, you know, number of homes are on the market in 2 weeks, and you'd have no homes to look at. Hey, can we go? We're ready to buy a house. Can we go look at some today? No? How come? There aren't any. What? What do you mean? How come? Oh, we need more affordable housing. Yeah, we do. It's not happening. That's not happening. And anything run by the government is never going to be affordable, right? Before the bill's passage, squatters in Florida, as well as in states from coast to coast, were considered tenants. How is that? How is a squatter a tenant? Toss them out. Toss them out. Toss them out. Go in there, toss them out, toss their stuff out. Squatter squad, right? Squatter squad. Check out that podcast. And the squatters required legal property owners to launch lengthy court battles to legally remove inhabitants from a home. Today, at 1:30 my time, Jimmy, he's the landlord at the Woodridge, the Bellevue protest that we had a couple of weekends ago that got national attention. One of my son Kiernan's friends sent him, that I know well, he used to be a broker here at Summit, sent my son Kiernan a couple of TikToks. They had hundreds of thousands of views. And I'm in those videos because I'm following Jonathan Cho around on this, you know, story here in Bellevue. Well, Jimmy, the homeowner, he has a protection order, I think, against him being heard today. So it's like he's going up knocking, hey, where's my money? You've not been paying rent for literally years now. And where's my money? I need my money. The guy's taking out a protection order on him. I mean, that's just how crazy this battle has become. It's become so one-sided. This is an important bill that, if you see the stories that happen, Republican State Senator Keith Perry, who sponsored the bill, said as it made its way through the legislature, according to Ware TV, it's egregious what people are getting away with under legislation. So Florida just boom, takes care of it. Man, that would be cool. That would be cool to have a governor like Ron DeSantis. Some of the stuff he comes up with, I'm like, okay, that's a little too far. You pushed it a little too far. If you would have just edged back a little bit, you would have brought a lot more people in, because what you did might be considered, you know, not 100% reasonable, but 95% of what is happening in Florida from a legislative standpoint and a leadership standpoint, I agree with. I'm just like, You go, Ron. Under the new law, property owners can now call on the sheriff's office to immediately remove squatters from their homes if the suspects are unable to produce documents authorizing their residency by the property owner. What you've got now is you've got these squatters that make up fake leases, but they're so bad. They're so bad that it's not believable at all, because they're not the brightest. I mean, they're squatters. There's a reason they're squatters. They didn't go to grad school to become a squatter. Let's just say that, right? Not happening. So they present this to the police, and the police go, it's a civil matter. We're not the squatter police. We're not the tenant arbitration department. Got to take that up in court. So the police kick it to the court system, and the court system is just, it's backed up. Nobody's doing hearings. And it's a mess. It's a complete mess and breakdown. So landlords are, you know, they're footing the bill on, by that I mean paying for all of this. And they did during the pandemic as well. We had that eviction moratorium. We're going to close down the economy and we're going to make the landlords pay for it as far as housing goes. That's the one-sided equation we got going on here. Well, now you're seeing the flip end of that. You're seeing legislation. And a bunch of other states will put this in place as well. They'll go, hey, Florida did it. We're doing it too. The law will give the homeowner the ability to quickly and legally remove a squatter from a property, and which will increase criminal penalties for squatting. Good. Throw them in jail. Don't care. You squat on somebody's property, throw them in jail. Give them a 2-3 year sentence. I don't know. That seem reasonable? I think so. Now, we have not had the same type of issues here as you've seen in California or New York. Nevertheless, our laws were really geared towards this not necessarily being a fad, DeSantis said, while standing in front of a podium with a sign reading, "End the squatter's scam." That's just great. I think there's a photo of that here. Where's the squatter? Maybe not. That was just funny. Yeah, there it is, right at the top. And ending the squatter's scam. So funny. So, they're siding with the squatters, he said, of the Democrat-led states. In fact, we've seen squatters move in and claim residence. This forces a massive, long, drawn-out judicial review that Jimmy is going through right now, landlord Jimmy here in Bellevue, before they can even be removed from the property. These are people that never had a right to be in the property to begin with. Boom. Correct. Never had a right. They are trespassers. They are squatters. Throw them out. Throw them in jail. Prosecute them. Whether or not that's going to happen in Florida, who knows? But at least from the standpoint of the landlords, at least there's going to be some more ammunition there to fire at these losers. Earlier this month in New York, a woman returned to a property she inherited to find squatters living there. Ron DeSantis, he talked about all this. We podcasted that, right? She changed the locks to get them out, and the state of New York arrested her instead of the squatters. Yeah. Yeah. And Jimmy is getting there's a protection order. They're literally talking about that because he's trying to get his money from the deadbeat tenant. So, oh yeah, you can't go there. You can't go to your own house and demand somebody pay you. That's un-American. The law establishes harsher penalties against those who participate in squatting crimes, including leveling a second-degree felony charge against squatters who damage a home, a first-degree felony charge against those who fraudulently sell or lease a property, and a misdemeanor charge against those who purposely present a fraudulent lease. Good. I think that is all fair. That is all totally reasonable, especially first-degree felony charge for somebody who fraudulently sells or leases a property. That is not theirs. That is not theirs. Somebody's obtained the American dream, however it is, of home ownership, and then somebody else comes along and takes it? Huh. Yeah, that's a felony. Yeah, straight to jail there, son. 5 to 10. We're going to give you a quick 5 to 10. Don't bend over for the soap. Sheriff Dennis M. Lima, he celebrated the passage of the bill and the governor's signature while saying that the word squatter is too favorable. It's too favorable, and they should instead be referred to as criminals and con artists. It's like Tim Pool saying, hey, don't call them illegals. Call them criminal aliens, because that's legally what they are. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, haven't thrown that out there in conversation, but, you know, criminal alien? All right, okay, yeah. And the reason being they're criminal? They came into the United States illegally, period. You know, when all these immigration advocates, oh, they're not criminals. They're employment seekers. They're employment seekers. They're newcomers. New, you got to welcome them. Everybody give the newcomers a hand. Go up and introduce yourself like at church and say, hey, I'm here. Hey, it's so good to see you. I want to thank our legislative body, both our delegates here in Central Florida and abroad, because this received unanimous support. Just boom. This is what we're doing. Squatters actually is a very, very kind term. These are criminals and con artists that need to be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law, he continued. The flip side in my state here would be that housing's too expensive. And, you know, these people, they don't have a skill set where they can, you know, easily get a job. They can't afford it. Therefore, they're just living in your house. And we got to support them. We got to support them. We got to support those strippers, too. I mean, geez, how else are you going to, you know, see somebody who's not your spouse or whatever naked? What are you going to do? We got to support these things. Florida, similar to other states across the nation, has seen repeated incidents of squatters fraudulently moving into a home or property, including a squatter in September who moved into a multi-million dollar home in Bonita Springs and was found wearing the homeowner's clothing. That's a great shirt. I love that shirt. Yeah, it's yours. Took it from your closet, squatting in your house. How's that? Another homeowner in June who was on vacation abroad before returning to his Ocala House was forced to confront a squatter who trashed his property in his absence. How about the squatters that took over that multi-million dollar home in Beverly Hills? Yeah, and they were throwing huge parties. And police came, hey. And it was tied up in litigation. Now it's on the market. I mean, that was a multi-million dollar home. sure, that's looking good, right? The pool was green. You could see the pool from the outside was green. I don't think there's anything else in here. I did want to mention this one. Squatter pirates in Florida setting up homes on abandoned boats. Doesn't that make sense? I mean, no matter where I go, there's always a whole bunch of boats. And since I got a boat now, I look at boats and I'm like, that boat hasn't been touched for years. So it's not shocking that people break into these boats and I'm squatting on a boat. And I'm sure, you know, the environmental issues with people who squat on boats. Dump it overboard, dump it into the lake, dump it into the ocean, dump it wherever. It'll work out. It's fine. But yeah, we need to have squatters. Now, Washington State's probably going to have a squatter's bill of rights, right? That's just how things go in my state. It's just so bad. Hey, here's the guy from, I think this is the guy from Squatter Squad that we talked about that. This is the Squatter Hunter. Sorry. Squatter Hunter is different than Squatter Squad. Flash Shelton, known as the Squatter Hunter who removes squatters from people's homes, also spoke during the press conference, explaining how he personally dealt with confronting and removing squatters from his mother's home last year. Now, where you need to have stories on how to share, how to get a squatter out of your home, that's when you know you've got issues, right? You need a big box of tissues for all of your issues because you got them. People are just squatting left and right. Well, not in Florida anymore, right? Not in Florida anymore. They said no, no on that. Man, I hope a bunch of other states follow suit because as you can see, as these issues come up, you got some states that are saying, yep, we're going to do that. And other states that are pulling back going, oh, far left in our state, they would go berserk at this. Because somehow they would claim, oh, the squatters are just underprivileged and this is racist. That's what you'd have. DEI on this is wrong. Can't have that. That's no good. All right. That's it for me on this segment. Thank you so much for being here. Love to have you as a subscriber. Do all that good Facebook stuff, and I will see you on the next one. Thanks again for being here. See you soon. Bye for now.